No. The Constitution specifies that the current presidential term ends at noon on January 20th. So if there's no presidential election, his term still ends, and the 20th Amendment to the Constitution calls for an acting president at that point. Also, there needs to be congressional elections, not just the presidential election, because the current term of the House of Representatives and the senators who are up this year, their terms also end on January 3rd. So there is going to be an election, and Congress gets to set the date. Congress has set the date as November 3rd. It seems impossible. I mean, Congress theoretically could change the date, but I don't think there's any chance that they will. And so we're going to go forward with an election. There is going to be the effect of COVID, and it's going to be challenging because of COVID. But the plan is still to make sure that every eligible voter has an adequate opportunity to cast a ballot, whether that's by mail or in person. And if that happens, then we're going to count the votes and produce a winner.
Is there any evidence to substantiate any of the claims that mail-in voting could be supposedly rigged or fraudulent?
I think evidence is the key word there. American election law has procedures to make sure that the tally is accurate, reflecting the will of the voters. And one way that happens is to verify the eligibility of all ballots cast. Now, those in person, the voters are verified by checking in with the poll workers and signing the poll workbook and making sure they're registered voters and the signature matches. Something similar happens for the vote by mail. When that envelope gets returned to local officials, that ballot will not be counted unless there's a verification that it comes from a registered voter and the signature matches again. Some of the news stories recently have talked about the rejection rates of absentee ballots or vote by mail, and that's a reason to kind of look at that, because those rates can be too high if there's a fear that the clerks are rejecting too many mail ballots. But the flip side of this point is that the rejection rates are showing you that a mailed ballot doesn't automatically get counted just because it arrives. It has to be verified. And that means there's no reason to think that intrinsically mail ballots are inherently fraudulent. There's just no evidence for that. It's a type of voting that exists. In many states, it's the voter's choice whether to vote in person or by mail. And so the legal process requires that those ballots be counted unless there's evidence to show that there's something wrong with the ballot.
The president has also not guaranteed that he would just accept the results if he does not win the election. If that were the case, and Joe Biden won by a pretty large margin, and the president still wouldn't accept the results, where do we go from there?
Well, ultimately, it matters what Congress does, because under the Constitution, this is the 12th Amendment, there's a joint session of Congress. Both the Senate and the House of Representatives meet together to review the Electoral College submissions from the states. It's scheduled for January 6th, which is 2 days before the inauguration of the new president, or Donald Trump if he's reelected. So it's really up to Congress in that sense. If both parties in Congress, senators and representatives, if they all agree to the outcome, that's what will happen. So if both the Senate and the House say that Vice President Biden has won, that will be the official declaration. And what President Trump says won't matter. He may have some supporters who are disappointed like he is. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the law, it'll be what Congress says. Today is an important signal that his own party in Congress won't automatically follow what his wishes are. After his tweet about this idea of delaying the election, that was, as I see it, uniformly rejected on both sides of the aisle in Congress. Leader McConnell and other senators on the Republican side and Republicans in the House uniformly rejected the idea of delaying the election. That's a signal to me that after November 3rd, if the numbers show that President Trump has lost, his own party in Congress may accept those numbers. And another thing to think about in this point is that Senator Lamar Alexander in particular, but other senators as well, explained their acquittal vote on the impeachment charges on the ground that he should not be removed from office because the election would be decisive. In other words, the American people were going to be able to make a judgment in the election on whether or not President Trump deserved a second term. The implication of that argument at the time of impeachment is to respect the judgment of the American people.